This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. The state of Illinois received nearly 5,000 design submissions from residents when they put out the call for ideas to change the Illinois flag. Last month, the Illinois State Flag Commission released its top 10 finalists from those resident-submitted designs. Until February 14th, Illinois residents may vote on whether to change their state flag from its current design, and if so, which of the finalist designs they'd like to see selected for a new flag. My colleague, Metro East reporter Will Bauer, had a chance to sit down with two members of the Flag Commission, Southern Missionary Baptist Church pastor Cheryl Bird, who taught art in public schools in the Metro East for 30 years, and Tondra Taylor, a history professor at Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville. They also spoke with flag design expert Ted Kay, who is secretary of the North American Vexillological Association, a nonprofit dedicated to the study of flags. And today, we'd like to bring you their conversation. Here's Will.
I wanted to start this conversation with the current Illinois state flag. It's white, has the state seal on it, and the state's name just below that. So, Pastor Bird, Professor Tondra, you guys both served on the Flag Commission over the last 6 months. Coming into those meetings, what were you thinking about the current flag? Tondra, we'll start with you.
I had maybe ambivalent feelings about the flag. As a historian, I recognize the significance of some of the themes that are present in the artwork on the seal, and I felt okay about those. I also recognize that Illinois has changed quite a bit over the last 200 years, and it may be time to consider how Illinois would like to represent itself as a state and also as a part of a union.
What about you, Sherelle? What do you think of the current state flag? Is it time for a new one?
I'm so accustomed to seeing the old design for so long that as I looked at it, you know, you get so accustomed that at this time, say, well, should it stay the same? I'm just used to it. But I talked with the governor, and I see what they were talking about with the change. And the emphasis is to try to make it apply to the state in general so that the state can be identified entirely through that flag design, which made a lot of sense to me. I think that if we're accustomed to that same flag design from back in, I think when Illinois was founded, it didn't have another flag until the original flag was like maybe 100 years later when we got that flag, and the design basically stayed the same. And so with that said, I believe that it's time to do something rather than just say, here's the seal on a white sheet, or at least add some kind of design to break it up.
Tondra, were you familiar with the flag before this process? Did you see it flying very much?
I'm in Illinois, and I mean, I was born and raised in East St. Louis. I've been out of, I don't know, tons of state buildings and have always seen it flying, but I don't know that I was compelled to look at the particular elements, the particular signs and symbols embedded within the flag until I became a part of the Flag Commission. And as a historian of 20th century American history, it's like my kind of my bread and butter, right, is the early 20th century. And so not just Illinois, but other states are adopting flags around the same time. Other states are kind of celebrating the Union's progress since 1865. And so in that era, a lot of people and organizations are thinking about representation and how to best represent oneself or one state.
That's an interesting historical fact, because this process happening in Illinois is kind of happening right now in a time where other states and cities are considering redesigning their own flags right now. So Ted, why are our states and cities making those decisions to redesign their flags right now?
There are two elemental reasons why states are redesigning their flags. The first is a negative one, and the second is a positive one. The negative one is to remove symbolism that some people find offensive, like the Confederate battle flag or depictions of Native Americans. Georgia, Mississippi have removed the Confederate battle flag. Minnesota removed a depiction of a Native American, and Massachusetts is looking at that as well. But there's also a positive reason, and that is improving the branding of the state. The state flag can be a powerful symbol for the state outside of the state, and flags with seals on them aren't very effective brands. Utah has changed from a seal on a solid background, and so has Minnesota recently, and other states, Michigan, South Dakota, Maine, have also looked at that for that reason, to improve what their flag looks like. And I'll point out that Illinois' flag is a usual pattern for state flags, which usually puts the state seal on a solid background. And seals, from a design standpoint, don't belong on flags, don't belong on state flags for two reasons. One, seals can't be made out at a distance. They're wasting the space of the design on the flag. In fact, Illinois in the 1970s added the word Illinois to its flag because its seal couldn't be made out at a distance. Now, the challenge, of course, with writing on flags is the backside, it reads backwards. So it says Illinois on one side and Cyanilly on the other. But the other more fundamental reason that seals don't belong on flags is that seals belong to the government, but the flag belongs to the people. The seal is a symbol of the government of Illinois, not of all of Illinois. And when you look at the great state flags in the United States, they are representing the entire state, not just the government. If I were in Illinois, I'd ask, why would I want to put the symbol of the government on my, fly that flag in front of my house? But if I were in Texas or Arizona or New Mexico or Maryland, where the flag represents the entire state, that's an effective design for representing the states.
And before we get to all the submissions and the finalists, I wanted to talk about a little bit of the work that Tandra and Pastor Bird did on the commission. So obviously you're a pastor, Sherelle, and before that you taught art for 30 years. So as an artist, what kind of things, when you were evaluating all the nearly 5,000 submissions, were you looking out for?
I was looking for originality. I wanted to look at something that was not necessarily copied, but something brand new. When I taught art, I taught those students to represent themselves, show us how they feel when I critique their work. And the same thing I was looking for in the artwork that was submitted, how original was the artwork, and did it, were you able to pull out your feelings and put it on paper? And that's what a lot of these submissions did. And when you look at the designs, and I agree with him on the seal. When I was in Vietnam, we had armored personnel carriers, and some of them had flags from their states. And the Illinois flag did not stand out like those other flags. In fact, when it was just sitting down without the wind, it was just a white piece of cloth. But those other states, you know, Florida and these places were very well defined, but they represented the people. And so when you look at the submissions, you're looking for the same thing that I was looking for when I was teaching, originality and putting your heart into it.
And Tandra, you're a history professor, like you mentioned, and you have a doctorate in American studies, which, as I kind of understand it, is a field that asks the basic question, what does it mean to be American? So you think about and, you know, study sometimes the things that symbolize what it means to be American, or maybe in this case, an Illinoisan. So given that, how do you think about this process potentially of picking a new flag that represents the state?
I see this as, in a way, the entire process is like a cultural analysis of what it means to be an Illinoisan. From the proposal that we consider a new flag to the submissions that we actually had to go through. And so what I mean by, you know, as a researcher, a cultural analysis of 4,800 submissions, I'm looking out for what types of themes are emerging. Quite a few of them were submissions of the same flag. So not only what types of themes are emerging, but what does that tell us when we get tons of submissions of the current flag, even if they're changed just slightly. So the seal on a white background, but maybe a different color stripe or something on the sides. To me, that says, oh, folks feel like we don't need a new flag, okay? And then you see other themes emerge in the submission. So quite a few of them have silhouettes of Lincoln's face or his hat, right? Or quite a few of them have 21 stars. Okay, so Illinoisans are proud to be the 21st state of the Union. Quite a few of them boast Union Blue or what I would like to consider maybe U of I orange and blue or Eastside Flyer orange and blue. Then others still are really, you know, fascinated by the state's agricultural legacy with corn. And so these are some of the themes that I was able to see over and over and over again. And I'm fascinated by where this process will land. It's kind of tough to choose one flag to represent the people of Illinois. So we have, you know, folks, you know, in Chicagoland, the north of the state, central Illinois and southern Illinois. And our identities are unique.
And speaking of that, trying to find that balance that you have a flag that represents everyone in this state. Ted, can you kind of help us understand what's the role of a good flag? You know, is it to rally the residents, to unite us, to represent everyone that lives in the area? Can it even do that?
Those are all good. I hearken back to the fundamental purpose of a flag, which is signaling at a distance. A flag to represent your state needs to be discernible. That is, you need to be able to make out what's on it when it's flapping in a distance, and it needs to be memorable. Once someone can make out what's on the flag, that person should be able to remember how it connects to Illinois. And that's all. Don't try to make it the ultimate bucket for values and historical cultural heritage of the state. It's simply a signal that says when you see that flag, you know that it's South Carolina, for example, a palmetto tree and a crescent on a blue background. You know that's South Carolina. That's all the flag needs to do. And basically what I'm trying to say is don't work too hard on this. You're not trying to do everything with the flag. You're trying to create a signal that people can make out and remember represents Illinois.
And you mentioned memorable flags. I wanted to talk about, just for a brief moment, about some of the ones that didn't make the cut that I thought were kind of funny. The news blog Capital Facts published a selection of the nearly 5,000 that were submitted. And one of the ones that I found was particularly entertaining was Abraham Lincoln burning the Confederate flag with, Superman-style laser eyeballs. Did you have a favorite or a memorable one that didn't make the cut, Shrill?
I had a couple, but I think the problem that I ran across was that it was too much put into it. I know that, you know, you want to try to represent so much in the state, and sometimes you can overdo it, and it needs to kind of come down into just the basics. Even the little boy I mentioned in the green room that put together the flag, and he said the six stars represented me because today is my birthday or something. I even enjoyed that one, but I knew it was not going to be there. But he represented. My background is African art, and each tribe has certain symbols, scarifications and things to identify who they are. And the flag just came down to identifying exactly who the people are, and she's right. We had those three areas. A lot of Chicago images come up. A lot of farmland come up. Not as many southern Illinois as those other two, but trying to incorporate them together, it was kind of a tough thing.
Yeah, I bet. What about you, Tantra? Was there something that was memorable that maybe wasn't entirely serious that didn't make the cut either?
I mean, maybe some of the Lincoln silhouettes were perhaps maybe not realistic to be on a flag. But I think it's what Ted's saying. So during the process, what he's saying about, you know, to look at a flag like flat on a screen is one thing. But there was an app that we used to see the flag as it's blowing in the wind. And that changed completely. So some of the ones I would have been yes on, flat, you know, two-dimensionally, it's an absolute no as it's in the app and I see the flag that I thought I liked flapping in the wind. And it's because some of the elements of the design are not really, you know, legible, or you can't really make it out, not only at a distance, but at a distance in the wind.
You're listening to a conversation about flag design and the possibility of Illinois getting a new state flag design. We'll be back shortly to continue this conversation. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio.
If you have a smart speaker, you have access to the entire world of NPR and St. Louis Public Radio. All the latest news and all the captivating stories. Activate our voices with yours by telling your smart speaker to play St. Louis Public Radio.
Welcome back. Until February 14th, Illinois residents may vote on whether to change their state flag from its current design, which is the state seal on a white background. They're also asked to vote on which of the top finalist designs they'd like to see as the new flag. You can vote online once a day. Let's dive back into St. Louis Public Radio Metro East reporter Will Bauer's conversation with Illinois Flag Commission members SIUE History Professor Tondra Taylor and Pastor Sherelle Bird and flag design expert Ted Kay. And as you listen, you can check out the Illinois flag designs on our website, stlonair.show. Here's Will.
So we've got the 10 finalists now. Public voting is underway. The procedure here is that the public votes until mid-February, February 14th. And from there, the commission turns over the results to the state legislature and the lawmakers make the final call. So, Ted, I just kind of wanted to get your brief thoughts. What did you make of the 10 finalist designs that made it through the process?
I think that they all would get about a letter grade B from flag design experts. Each of them has the opportunity to be an even better design with some polishing. I think it's very important to get back to that fundamental purpose of discernibility and memorability. And as the other members of the commission here have mentioned, to be as simple as possible. So each of these designs could be made more simple and more effective as a design. And there are some that just don't really say Illinois, and others that really do. And three of them have a Chicago star on them. That star probably should be changed to a five-pointed or a different pointed star than the Chicago star. But I'd say this is a good start, and I think it's unfortunate that the commission had such a tight timeline and didn't have a chance to polish these designs before they went to the public. But hearing from the public is going to be a good piece of information to the commission as the process goes forward.
Ted, and I know it's kind of hard to describe on the radio, but if you can, what kind of, maybe more specifically, improvements would you make to the current list of 10 to make them better?
Well, the first one, 466, nines, change that star from a Chicago star to a five-pointed star. It's important not to give Chicago overweight on the flag. My personal favorite in terms of representing Illinois is the flag with the monarch butterfly on it. And I would polish that by making the butterfly even larger and making all of the stars the same size and making them larger. The design that has the silhouette of Lincoln and the map of Illinois is just far too much detail to put on the flag. You're never going to see that at a distance, so that's wasted. So I would just turn those into vertical lines and consider the white line being a big I, similar to 4669, 4220 would be a big I for Illinois. The flag with the green and white sort of op art stripes and the sun could be improved perhaps by straightening out those lines and, again, turning those stars into other than Chicago stars, and perhaps putting some fimbriation, as we call it, a line between the yellow and the white, which would tend to blend together. The flag with the star and the circle of stars around it and stripes could be just simplified into maybe three big stripes and making a circle around the star instead of a circle of stars. Few designs that have the shape of Illinois might be improved by having some kind of stylized version of the shape of Illinois, similar to what Minnesota did with its new flag, where it has a stylized version of a map of Minnesota on it. The design that looks like a flower and a gear and such in the middle, just take that central image off and use the stripes. That would be a very effective design. And the last design, the variation of the current Illinois state flag with a seal in the middle, to make that more effective as a design, you could just put a stylized eagle in the middle, which is the main piece of the seal. My opinion, by the way, is my personal one. I'm not speaking for the North American Vexillological Association. We have lots of other folks in NAVA who are interested in flag design who might have other opinions. In fact, a couple of them are helping prepare ideas for the commission right now, and I know those conversations are ongoing.
And I should add that you can see a list of those flag designs we're discussing on our website. That's stlonair.show. Tandra, I wanted to ask you, because when the public submitted their designs, they were giving over the right to have them, you know, tweaked and edited. Do you think that should be something that they maybe consider with some of these, kind of like Ted's talking about, if one were to emerge as the victor of this public voting and move on for the state legislature to consider?
Sure. In fact, when we met as a commission back in December, some of them have been tweaked. But very, very minor tweaks. So the idea was that we didn't want to, we wanted to maintain the integrity of, you know, the submissions as best we could. But we recognized that by making small tweaks, maybe we could help the submission be shown in its best light. For example, the one with a monarch butterfly, I know that there were some changes, slight changes made to clarify the circle from another shape. And I think that it's important because we, you know, were able to kind of get these down from over 4,000 to 10 and to give the process a fair chance, you know, of consideration. Minor tweaks were made.
Sherelle, I wanted to ask you kind of about that process. I was scrolling on Facebook and I read a comment from, or someone sent it to me rather, from Will Stevens, the mayor of Murfreesboro, who's also on the commission. And he had said that, I think we should really do this over again. You know, there were so many designs that were kind of wild and unserious. And he also wonders if maybe the pool should have been bigger for the public to select from. What do you think of the process?
I think they had adequate time for the submissions. I mean, it seemed like it was pretty quick when we first started. I think if we were to, I think we were talking about what maybe hoping to get about 10,000, but close to five was good enough. I've talked to people and they felt that maybe we should have had a little more time to make those submissions and pool ideas together for that reason. And so it's difficult. Even if we had had a little additional time, we still may end up with the same situation.
And another thing that I was thinking about is the public has a field of 13 technically. So in addition to the 10 finalists, they can also choose the current state flag or two other anniversary flags. And the winner of the public vote may very well get 10% of the vote. Is that a compelling argument for the state legislature, the General Assembly, to consider that, you know, only a small fraction of the public has approved or picked this state flag? What do you think, Tandra?
I think that appointing, you know, the commission and having this flag in consideration, I think that in as much as, yes, more time may have been nice for us to give more consideration. At the same time, I think what's important is public engagement. So that's not lost on me, and hopefully it's not lost on the public, that the idea was to really get feedback from the submission process to the voting process. And with that, I don't know, you know, the extent to which the public vote is going to influence the legislators when they consider this. But my hope is that they've given a massive amount of effort to invite Illinoisans to have a say in how they are represented by the state flag. And so I don't think that they wouldn't consider that. That's an interesting conversation that'll emerge when all of the dust settles.
Yeah, it absolutely is. Ted, I wanted to ask you, since you're the expert and you've consulted and seen the process play out in other states, just given this field, what are you anticipating happens when the vote when it wraps up?
Well, I think one of the major challenges facing this process is that two questions have been combined into one. The first question is, should the state flag change? And the second question is, if we've agreed to change the state flag, what should the new one look like? Those questions have been combined in this survey of Illinoisans. And that means you're going to have to parse out the answers to those two questions. I believe that if the current state flag, even if it gets a plurality of the votes, doesn't get a significant majority of the votes, I think that may be an answer to the yes, we should change the state flag question. I'll say one more thing, and I understand the comment and the goal of the commission to maintain the integrity of the submissions. And some competitions do pursue that, but mostly the goal of a commission or a jury or a committee that works on a flag is to come up with the best design, not to choose among the designs as they were submitted. And if you look at the best national flags and the best state flags, those have gone through what I call the engineering process. You know, the public might say, we like the idea of a new bridge. And the public votes on a suspension bridge or a truss bridge or a tide arch bridge. But the public doesn't vote on how much steel to put into the bridge. The public then defers to the engineers and architects to make the best possible design. And so I'm hoping that Illinois will combine this public input of creating these thousands of submissions, the public response to the finalists, and then combine that with expert work on design and specifically flag design, which is a subset of design, to come up with the best design for Illinois. And I truly believe that a great state deserves a great flag and Illinois deserves a great flag.
And voting on that flag is open until February 14th. Sherelle, Tandra, have you guys voted yet?
No.
Not yet.
Isn't the adage vote early and often? You get to vote every day, right?
You get to vote every day.
Every day.
And I have split my vote.
Okay.
Between two of the designs. And I just wanted to clarify about the flag commission. So the commission is responsible for recommending the finalist. From there, I believe the legislature will, you know, consult and professionalize and polish in a way that would be consistent with having a, you know, you wouldn't go through this process just to let, you know, something that's not polished be the new representative. So,
bravo.
Yeah. So our job was to get the over 4,000 submissions down to 10.
And as the public is evaluating these options, we'll end the conversation with, what would you implore them to consider as they're voting? So, Pastor Byrd, let's start with you.
I was kind of caught between two different flags that I've been looking at, and I would ask them, could they explain to me what they see? What are the images? Is it showing any representation that maybe you can pick up on or agree with in order to make that decision?
And Ted, what about you? What would you implore the public to consider as they're weighing their vote?
I would implore Illinoisans to look at the great state flags, Texas, now Minnesota, now Utah, Washington, D.C., Florida, Arizona, New Mexico, South Carolina, and see that that's the club that they want their flag to join. And what that means is finding a flag that is memorable. You know that it's Illinois. You can remember it's Illinois. And it's discernible at a distance.
And Tandra, what about you? What would you tell the public to consider while they're making their vote?
Consider the ways in which, in addition to memorability and branding, that's very important, but also something that captures the mind and the mood of Illinoisans in this moment. What captures the mind and the moods of folks?
Well, Tandra Taylor, Ted Kay, and Pastor Sherelle Bird, thank you all for talking with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Today's episode was produced by Will Bauer and Emily Woodbury, and edited by Will, Emily, and Aaron Dorr, our sound engineer.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri, St. Louis.
The Gateway brings you the day's news each weekday from around the St. Louis region and the state capitals in Jefferson City.
Our schools are accredited. We don't need this bill.
And Springfield.
How many more years must pass before lawmakers see time is of the essence?
I'm Abby Larico. Join me each weekday for The Gateway on the STLPR app or wherever you get podcasts.